alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Qala Allah ta'ala fi kitabu kareem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, baqiyatullah khairun lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, baqiyatullah is good for you if you are believers. And Imam Zaman alayhi salam, excuse me, the one who we wait, we ask him to send blessings and prayers upon us on the day that we remember his grandfather, Rasulullah alayhi salam. And we remember that it is his sunnah that is upon the follower, that he follows the sunnah of Rasulullah alayhi salam. That it is important that we always remember that Muhammad alayhi salam, the Prophet alayhi salam, he is the crux that we can never forget. Last night I was in Detroit at the Zain Libya Masjid and I gave a talk, and I was speaking about the fact that many of us, we know about Imam Ali, we know about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, yet many of us, we have forgotten about the fundamentals and the simplicity of the sirah and the sunnah of Rasulullah alayhi salam. And so it's important that we do come together on these days in order that we remember Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, and remember that it is because of him that we go to the Imams. It is because of him that we get to Imam Zaman. You can't get to the end without starting with the what? The beginning. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon our souls and grant us forgiveness for remembering Rasulullah alayhi salam on this day. And so, one of the most important things I talked about shortly is that Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, they say he is uswatan hasana, meaning he stands upon what? A beautiful conduct. And when I look at the seerah and the way of Prophet Muhammad, I ask ourselves, what are we doing as far as the seerah and the way of Rasulullah? What is it about Rasulullah's sunnah that we consider maybe this is the most important point, one of the most important things that we should be doing and following him? Obviously, the salat that we did, this carries a lot of fawaid. The fasting carries a lot of fawaid. But one of the things that I think we forget, and I remember a hadith that Ayatollah Shahri told me in Iran that really, really got to the point. He said, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam told Imam Ali, he said, Alijah, he said, I'll leave you with his advice. He said, if you guide one person to Islam, it is better than all that the sun shines upon. Meaning the word shafts, anything that the light, the sun shines upon, if you guide one person to Islam, it is better than that. And we think about what the sun shines upon. The sun shines upon what? Money, houses, everything that's good, the sun what? It shines upon. But he said, in this word shams, it doesn't just mean one, it can also be plural. Meaning not just our sun, but all the suns and all the lights of the universe. That to guide one person to Islam is better than all that light shines upon in the whole universe. And when we think about that, it is Rasulullah alayhi salam who has guided all of us to Islam. So how much reward has he gotten from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of us, if it was not for our Prophet, we would not be here today? And I say that because sometimes we neglect the sunnah of Rasulullah because we don't realize his sunnah guided us from darkness to light. Just because we're born Muslim does not mean that we cannot go to the beginning, that there was no guidance and no light except from Rasulullah alayhi salam. So on this day when we celebrate his birthday, we should also celebrate and be happy that we ourselves are guided, that we ourselves are on the right path, that we ourselves know the sunnah of Rasulullah, and then ask ourselves to this day, how much of his sunnah are we following? How much of his way are we following? And I say, I ask myself, and I ask all this, that the one thing Rasulullah did is that his sunnah was for all humanity, and especially for the Muslims, especially for the wahda of the Muslims, especially in following his ways and everything he did. And when I look at it, I think that when I look at the life of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, Imam Khomeini always focused on what I call Deen al-Muhammadi. What do you say? Deen al-Muhammadi, the religion of Muhammad, the sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salam. And wahda and unity was what he always focused on. And he focused on it so much that in Iran during the time of Prophet Muhammad's birthday, they have what conference? They have a wahda conference, right? Because they differ on the day and the birth of Prophet Muhammad, whether it's the 12th or the 17th of Rabi al-Awwal, right? And on those days, they say, look, let's have wahda and unity. And so they invite Sunni scholars and Shia scholars to come together to talk about the place of our ummah today and where our ummah is at. And so I say to myself and to us all, we talk the words of unity, but at some point we have to live it. We have to be it. We have to show it. Because wahda and unity and keeping this ummah together, this is what Rasulullah needs from us. He needs this because do you think he is happy with the state of affairs of the Muslim ummah? Do you think he's happy at seeing what's going on with our Ummah today? It is like Prophet Muhammad had a garden for us, and he showed us how to work that garden. But we have let that garden have weeds in it. We have let that garden become trampled upon. We have let that garden fall apart. What will he say to us when we come back and says, what did you do with this garden that I left you? What will you do? What have you done? And so I say that because the waqt of the Muslim Ummah is very important that we remember on this day, because this is Muhammad's Ummah. And if we love Muhammad alayhi salam, should we not love his Ummah and bring his Ummah together? And do we not think there is a reward for bringing his Ummah together? And he also asked me to speak also about, quickly, Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Because I think, Muhammad. And I speak about Ja'far as-Sadiq because if you want to see somebody who follows the Sunnah of Rasulullah, is not Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq following the Sunnah of Rasulullah? Cannot we learn the way of Rasulullah by looking at Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq? But Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq is a special person when we study his ways, because his ways are, when I say, multifaceted. One, we know Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, for those who don't know, was the founder of chemistry. Did you know that? Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq founded chemistry because he studied a concept called alchemy. Alchemy, they would take base metals and turn them into gold, right? And we say that because if you get a history book on chemistry, they say the founder of chemistry was a man by the name of Jabir ibn Hayyan. And we know Jabir ibn Hayyan was a student of who? Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq. This is interesting that we really had science. So he was the highest in science. When we look at his scholarship, he was also the teacher of who? Imam Malik and Imam Hanafiya. So we talk about the waqt of the Muslims, we look at Ja'far as-Sadiq's life, is that he was teaching even the other madhahibs. They said when somebody came to Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam and asked him a question, they would say, hey, he would say, did they answer the question like this? And we should follow it. He said, if they are us, or they are Ba'amr, or they are followers of Ahlul Bayt, then give them this answer. If they are the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, give them this answer. But if you don't know if they are false friends of us or enemies of us, then give them what? Give them both and let them choose. And this is how we should be. We give both answers to people who don't know our way, because our way stands out completely from what? Falsehood. And so Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam was a teacher of the unity. He was a teacher and he was revered. And he brought about the fiqh of Ja'fariyya. He solidified our way. And so we look at Rasulullah and Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, realize they both have brought together the way and the methodology that we follow. And we should be grateful to them for that. And I say it because Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq has something else that he shows us in the waqt and the unity. Most people don't know this, is that Ja'far as-Sadiq's mother was the great-great-granddaughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Did you know that? But many people, they don't want to hear, what are you talking about? This again shows that our imams are always doing what? Bringing back what? The sunnah and the sirah and the way of Rasulullah. Everything they did was to bring the ummah what? Back together. And I say that because we must be the followers of Imam Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq. I was going to read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. I was going to read something. They talked about Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq. They asked him, who is the highest class of the followers of Ahlul Bayt? He says, if you want to see the highest group, they are the people of poverty, destitution. And the varieties of crisis are hastier than racehorses to them. They have suffered hardship and damage, and they have been shaken and tested. He's talking about the people who follow Ahlul Bayt. Through them Allah heals and ail the richest and the deprived. Moreover, you gain victory, rainfall, and earnings through them. They are the fewest, but the owners of the greatest standings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the true followers of the Sunnah of Rasulullah are the true followers of the Sunnah of Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says, what do you get through them? You get victory. And I say, why is victory important? Because this time and age, the waqt of the Muslims, we need victory. And so I end with saying to us all that there are examples of waqt that show our victory. I was in Michigan State, give you an example the other day, and I gave a speech. Now, it was the MSU, which predominantly all Sunnis who did the speech, who organized it. But the brothers who called me up, they were, let's say, the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They were those in the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. They organized it. It was three of them, but the majority of everybody was Sunni. But we had a program, and at the program was about Malcolm X. The majority of the people there, like 200 people, 85% were non-Muslims. This is interesting. After that, the majority of people were Sunnis. After that, may have been three or four Shia there. Now, we could have said, let's just have a Shia program, go over and be Shias by ourselves, and guess what? Nobody would have came. But when we are the best at whatever we do, then we shine like a light. So no matter who we're around, we have unity. As long as we're doing the right thing, we shine like a light. And they see us as being in the forefront. And I say, this is how you have unity. You come together and you become the best at whatever you do. Whatever job you have today, you should be the best on your job. Let them see us as being the top. Let them see us as being the best. I asked Imam Musa, he just came back from Iran the other day for the Wahdat conference. And he said something as a Sunni, which I think is incredibly beautiful. He said, Hashim, all of the Arabs, they love Ahmadinejad. All of the Sunnis there, they love Sayyid Khamenei. We have Shias who don't. That's incredible to me. But they love him because they bring the unity. But he said something interesting I shared with you. He said, look, the reality is at this point in the world, after the victory in Lebanon, the victory in Iran, the victories all over the world, the brothers who call themselves Shia, the lovers of Ahl al-Bayt, Allah has blessed us and put us in the lead of the Muslim Ummah. Wow. Salli Allah. And I thought about that. He says, look, it's just the truth. You can say what you want to say, but you have been given a mantle. You've been given something. You've been given the lead. What are we to do when Allah has blessed us with the lead? We, throughout history, have been in a position of oppression. Now we're in the position of the leaders, right? The leaders, and what should we do as the leaders? If we love Imamate, then we should follow what Fatima al-Zahra said. She said, Imamate was for the wahda of the Muslims. We should be the leaders in bringing people together. So Allah has given us a blessing. What do we do with this blessing? Do we lead or do we go backwards? So we should be the forerunners of bringing wahda and unity in. And so I challenge myself, and I don't challenge this community, but if I say this, I don't mean this in an arrogant way, but as a basketball coach, and little kids, I have one thing I have to do. I have to gauge talent. I mean, you know what talent is? You say, this kid is good, this kid is bad, right? So after a while, 20 years, you get a good eye where you can gauge talent, who's good and who's bad. Sometimes the kids don't like it because, like, you don't think, look, I'm going to be honest, man, you're not going to make the NBA. And if you look in the NBA, there aren't too many Pakistanis in football, so you better off find another career choice, right? Don't spend your time shooting jumpers, go read the books. It's reality. Sometimes it hurts, but it's the truth, right? And so I look at this community. I've been here for 8 months. And I think that with the leadership of Mawlana Shabiri and the board and the youth and everything, this community definitely has the ability to be the leaders, not just of Houston, but Shias around the world, of Muslims around the world. Really, you can't see yourself as only, well, we can only be the leaders on Voss Avenue. That's not going to be good enough. If we follow Sayyid Rasulullah, we have to go forward. And I think that, inshallah, by next year, why can't this community with the leadership go and have a Wahda conference and bring all the Sunni scholars and everybody here to Houston? It's in Houston. Just start off with Houston first and say, let's be the lead and let's bring them in. Let's bring them to the masjid and let's work together. It's going to be all on our part because we're going to have to sacrifice some of the things that, what, we may, you know, say, we don't like that. But this is what the Ummah is worth. Is not Rasulullah's Ummah worth our sacrifices to bring them together? Because most of them don't know Rasulullah, nor do they know Ahl al-Bayt. So how do we know Ahl al-Bayt? We have to bring it to the world. And so we should step up to the challenge and bring them together. And inshallah, next year during the time of Prophet Muhammad's birthday, this masjid is filled with Shias and Sunnis and oppressed people who want to learn and celebrate, like we're celebrating today, the birth of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. And think about this. With all the beautiful things that he showed up on the screen, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam is what? Kamil insan. Even the non-Muslims know he's the most perfect man, right? And this perfect man did so much for Islam. He did all of this for us, and according to the Quran, he asked what from us? That we love who? His Qurba. To love his family. That's incredible. This man did all that, and all he said is love his family. And now, before we say salat, I'll say one small story real quick about Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina, for those who know, was a great scientist, right? I mean, one of the best scientists in Iran or in the world. Call him Avicenna, right? And he had a disciple. And his disciple said, man, Ibn Sina, you're great. You're smart. You know everything. You're just this big, big scholar. And Ibn Sina said, no, you know, I'm not that great. So one day they were sleeping and Fajr prayer came in and they heard of the Adhan. So when they heard of the Adhan, Ibn Sina said to his disciple, he said, hey, go give me some water, you know. And his disciple said, come on, it's cold outside. You know what I'm saying? It's cold. I'm not going to get him. I might get sick, you know. And Ibn Sina wanted to teach him us and said, you see my point? He said, you say I'm great, but you won't get up and get me water because it's cold. Yet every day in the morning, whether it's cold, rain, or sleet, or snow, whatever, by the Adhan that Rasulullah brought, everybody gets up and prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is truly great? Me or Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam? And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us pray as we remember Rasulullah on this day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.